Well, no, but I mean, but the thing is that there are these ideas out there, maybe ideals, that have developed and countered that nature. Because the nature isn't to discriminate. The nature is to protect yourself, right? The nature, and what protects you, being afraid of that, what you don't know. If something looks odd to you, you know, or if you see one thing happen, you generalize so you learn a lesson from it. That's the human nature. But the human nature isn't discriminate unjustly against somebody. That's a result of those instincts. And there are these ideas out there like everybody should be treated equally, you know, irrespective of things like religion, race, whatever. And those ideas, just the fact that they were born at one time in a human being's mind, says a lot, you know, says that it's not in our nature to discriminate necessarily, that that is one possible consequence of our nature, but it's not our nature itself.
Well, I guess it's like a sort of baser element or baser thought of, you know, I mean, like, I guess, like, you know, humans have also a spectrum of thoughts and emotions and feelings and desires, I suppose, and some of them are more base, maybe more primitive, as it were, like, yeah. You know, hunger, for example.
It's right. Like people, it's a big one.
People have a hard time losing weight because they're hungry.
Fat motherfuckers. Stop eating! God damn, there are people starving out there! Cut off a flank and feed it to them!
Your own flank, huh?
Yeah! Woo! Fry that sucker up. That was my left hand.
But I'm just saying, like, so, like hunger and thirst and, like, you know, desire and things like that. I mean, but at the same time, people realize, I've come to realize that, okay, I'm hungry, mm-hmm. but I shouldn't eat, or I won't eat this very, very bad for me thing. I'll eat a little more healthy. But I mean, like, right. I think when they're left to their own devices without, I mean, you know,
it's without information.
Well, yeah. So, yeah. Like, what I'm saying is this sort of the idea that people could be accepting, you know, whatever. It's a more evolved thought for sure. But yeah. the base thought and the base, like, kind of inclination is to be sort of exclusionary. So I mean, yeah, you're right. It's like, I guess it is positive that people have thought more inclusively. But I mean, it takes a certain level of thought and a certain level of evolution in terms of society and, like, desire, yeah. Or not desire, but, like, you know, yeah, evolution and the way things happen and the way society acts with each other. You know, but it's like it can all easily break down, and it does break down. Like, I think on a day, you know, it's like, it's amazing how many young children are exposed to, like, racism or mm-hmm. hate or, you know, mistrust or fear or whatever, and then it's just like, basically it's just a seed is planted,
right?
You know, and then that's it,
right?
So I don't know.
I mean it doesn't mean that it's over for that kid, you know. You can overcome that. I think there are lots of people who tell you that, you know, they came from a place where, you know, it wasn't cool to you know, mingle with someone of a different background, but they did. You know, I think that's the American story, and it is the force behind, you know, societal evolution.
Yeah,
I mean, it's growing past the boundaries that are set for you by the culture that you grew up in, and I think that there's hope in that, you know. And you're right, you know, but it might not happen right now, but as long as people are free to think, you know, and free to ask themselves questions and ask other people questions, then I think that there is potential for growth there.
Oh, there's always potential.
You know,
but I guess I would think, I'm more pessimistic in terms of thinking, though the potential is there, it is unlikely to happen. Well, I'm a very pessimistic person, I guess you could say, in terms of, like, I have very little faith in humanity sometimes.
It's amazing, given your position, though, in life. You know, you were born to the top 5% of the population of the world, and it's all due to the last, I don't know, a few hundred years of societal evolution.
Yeah.
And you're in a really good spot.
I am.
You have a way better apartment than I do. You live in a way nicer part of the city. That you would be so pessimistic.
No, but I mean, is,
maybe short term, it's okay. Like, yeah, okay, like it's not gonna happen. We're not, you know, healthcare is not gonna pass. But if you really think that that's the way that the next step of societal evolution should happen, then I think it will. It will if that is definitely the way it should go. What I think in that particular aspect of the debate, again, I think you don't necessarily get down to a yes and no. Maybe there's another option out there that no one's thought of yet.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, that's the thing. It's like, I totally am privileged and, like, you know, blessed in terms of, like, what I've been given, the opportunities I've been given.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well,
you know?
Pretty much everyone in this country is.
Yes.
Unless you came out of the womb and you started getting beaten or something, then you probably didn't have it nice.
Right.
But
I guess that's the thing. It's like, in terms of fairness and equality and whatever, and, like, you know, equity in terms of, like, the human experience and stuff like that, it's almost guilty. It's almost a guilty pleasure to live in the United States. Because you almost, it's almost like ignorance is bliss, but once you start looking around and realizing the cost of what came, you know, the cost of what everything you hold in your hand or use or possess, you know, inflicts upon other people in other parts of the world and things like that, it's just sort of like, you feel guilty. You know, it's almost like this guilt complex. Like, I guilty to drive my car. Guilty to, like, to run the heat. You know, guilty to, like, have things that are made in other countries. Just all sorts of, like, guilt in terms of weird things like that. And knowing that things are no better there and people are living in oppressive, like, you know, situations and countries and, like, you know, monarchs and dictators and fascism and all that stuff. Although there's not really that much fascism in particular. But just things like that, you know, and I think maybe it's just a doom and gloom sort of, like, emo phase that I'm going through. Maybe, like, 20 years too late or something like that.
You're too old to start dyeing your hair black and wearing eyeshadow now, you know? It's,
Little do you know, I'm a blonde, right? My hair is black, but that's because I dye it, by
the way.
Well,
no, I mean, even though your hair is black, if you dyed it, it would be even blacker.
Oh, yeah?
I think so. I think that there's... There is people with naturally black hair, and then there's dyed black hair, and it's another, I don't know, maybe it's, like, more blue even or something.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of that, but also, like, the contrast against people's skin who, like, shouldn't have black hair.
Yeah, but I think even if you dyed your hair black, it would be...
Maybe I should dye my hair, I'll be a little experiment.
Give it a shot, yeah. Don't tell me, though.
Okay.
I'll just sort of see if I notice.
So, Scott, what do you think of my hair?
Looks pretty lame.
Wow.
No. Looks nice. Well, should we call it there?
Yeah, sure.
All right. This has been another session of the Irregular Search for Truth. You should send us an email if you have any comments on this week's session or this bi-week session. irregularsearchfortruth@gmail.com. And we're out. Thank you.
Thank you.